Today would have been President Abraham Lincoln's 209th birthday, which is a big deal for people like Dave Leroy. Leroy is Idaho's unofficial Lincoln scholar and has quite a collection of artifacts connected to our 16th president. So when one of our listeners was curious to know more about why there are two statues of Lincoln in downtown Boise, we turned to Leroy, who's also running for Congress, to explain. But first, let's meet our inquisitive listener.
My name is Ashley Beatty. So when I moved here 5 years ago, my mom came out to visit one summer, and I gave her a tour of the Idaho Capitol. And right in front of the Idaho Capitol is a great tribute and statue to Abraham Lincoln. And being the history buff that she is, my mom quickly asked, "Ashley, what is Abraham Lincoln's connection to Idaho?" And I don't know.
The answer in simple form to your mom's question is Idaho, more than any other state, we contend, is related to Abraham Lincoln because he not only signed the bill that created us, but a little boy who grew up across the street from him in Springfield, Illinois, was the congressman from Idaho Territory that led Idaho to statehood.
Wow. We would not be here without him.
We would not be Idaho without him.
Yeah.
He even attended the meeting at which the name Idaho was selected for the new territory.
Wow.
And then he stayed up the last night of the Congress on March 3rd, 1863, lobbying the House and the Senate to pass the bill late into the night. In fact, later than they were supposed to terminate the session. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., in what's called the President's Room, right off the floor of the Senate, he signed the bill creating Idaho Territory.
So did he ever get to visit and see how beautiful Idaho is?
Lincoln never did come further west than Council Bluffs, Iowa. But interestingly enough, on the last day of his life, when he went for a ride in a carriage along the Potomac River with Mary, they were ruminating in a very happy mood as the Civil War was concluding about what they might do after he finished his second term. And one of the things he wanted to do was go to the Holy Land to see the great religious places around Jerusalem. The other thing that Lincoln wanted to do, he said, after his term was over, was take the great Transcontinental Railroad, which was still a building, and go to California. And I theorize, had he ever gotten so far west as California, he would have insisted on visiting his favorite territory, Idaho, as well.
So how did you become so involved with Lincoln history?
Well, I came to like Lincoln as a young boy growing up in Lewiston. I was interested in speeches and speakers. Sent away a box top and a dollar to one of these places in a magazine that would send you a book of great orations. And I got my little paper-bound book back, and I found that there were 30 or 40 speeches given by Cicero and Winston Churchill, and only one person in there had two speeches: Abraham Lincoln, the Gettysburg Address, and the second inaugural address. And then when I became an elected official, I was Ada County prosecuting attorney, the Republican parties in a lot of the 44 counties of Idaho had what they called Lincoln Day banquet events. So I thought I better have something to say about Lincoln and started researching. And lo and behold, there was this great untold story about Lincoln's connection to Idaho.
Well, let's go take a tour of
Good
all the
idea.
Rooms. Yeah.
Now, we're here in the Abraham Lincoln exhibit, the Lincoln Legacy exhibit of the Idaho State Historical Society in the Archives Building on Old Penitentiary Road in Boise. And we've entered the first room, and you'll see this is a replica of Lincoln's office in the upstairs of the White House.
So one thing that strikes me about this room is it's not round. Do you know when the Oval Office came into play in the White House?
Teddy Roosevelt built a west wing on the White House complex in the early 1900s, creating that Oval Office for the president. This particular room was upstairs in the main structure of the White House on the second floor. And what is now called the Lincoln bedroom today is the Lincoln office of Lincoln's time.
What year did you start collecting items related to Lincoln?
This collection, donated by my wife and I to the state, about 210 items, was collected by me over a quarter of a century or so. We decided that we would donate these items if the state would permanently create an exhibit, and we have, and it's been a perfect result ever since.
That was Lincoln history expert Dave Leroy speaking with Boise State Public Radio listener Ashley Beatty. This story is part of our ongoing listener-generated series, Wanna Know Idaho. To submit a question of your own, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.